This has been a season of high and lows. When I say that, the high came in October and the crop estimate came out and it was 5% above the season before. But the first sign that we fresh fruit shippers may have some concerns was that the navel crop was down almost 17%. And navel oranges make up about 37% of our fresh orange shipments and 11% of our total volume of fresh fruit. So right off the bat, we saw that we were going to have a lower navel, and so that would affect fresh fruit shipments. But moving forward from there, the specialty crop was reduced. And that's carried through the whole season. We're about 20% down on our specialty shipments. Grapefruit, we were down quite a bit, but it's interesting that we've come up and we maybe even equal our shipments from last year, which we haven't done. When I say equal, we've had losses in each variety through the last 8 or 9 seasons. So if we can hold serve, so to speak, and have a grapefruit shipments equal to last season, that's quite a bit of encouragement. But we're still going to be down probably 6 to 7% from the previous year. And there are a couple reasons. Quality was not as good as we had hoped. We had small sizes. There was drop that also affected us. But greening is having an effect on fresh shipments and our quality issues. Grapefruit, when we started out, when I say started out, in October, there was quite a bit of encouragement because the grapefruit was estimated to be up almost 8% from the previous year. However, through the season, they've taken off, the crop estimating service has taken off 3 million boxes. And so we are now projected to end up this season down 3% in total grapefruit production from last season. So that's a pretty good swing from thinking we're up 8% to being down 3%. As we look at fresh grapefruit shipments, where we have been lagging is the loss of some of our foreign markets. When I say loss of foreign markets, we have not been exporting as much grapefruit as we have historically. And so there have been some, that's where our decline has been. Grapefruit shipments hopefully will be about the same as last year, at the most down 2%. And that's a good sign, but there have been some quality issues.
Japan, I believe, was down quite a bit this year. Give us some of the reasons Japan shipments were off.
Japan was off in sizing, quality, and I think more than anything is the value of the U.S. dollar had quite a bit to do with the decline in the Japanese market for this year for fresh grapefruit.
Chadwell looks at the fresh fruit industry's future.
The future of fresh fruit is somewhat cloudy. When I say cloudy, 80% of the fruit that Florida sends fresh are navel oranges, tangerines, and grapefruit. So that encompasses a big portion of our makeup of our fresh citrus shipments from Florida. And what is disturbing or concerning is the drop in production of navel oranges, the specialty decline production, and with grapefruit. So the 80% of our fresh shipments are being greatly affected by the reduced crops. And so with reduced crops, we're going to have reduced shipments. And so it's a concern to fresh fruit shippers that their mainstay of the crops that they ship fresh are declining. And we're seeing that because year after year, fresh fruit shipments have declined. And as we are going to be down about 6% from last season. Last season, we were down 3% from the season before. So we are declining at a pretty rapid rate.
The Inyan River area got whacked by hurricanes, canker, HLB very heavily. They're, of course, the biggest grapefruit shipment area for overseas and other places. And they took a tremendous whacking. That has had a big impact on the grapefruit shipments, right?
Yes. Historically, about 80%+ of the grapefruit has been grown on the river, the Inyan River Citrus District. And yes, they've had between the hurricanes, citrus canker, removing trees for the canker program going back 7 or 8 years, the effect of the hurricanes, diseases, they've really been raked over the coals, so to speak, and their production has subsequently declined. Fresh shipments have declined. And it wasn't many years ago that we were concerned what to do with 60-plus million boxes of grapefruit. We're down to 18 million boxes. And so that's quite a rapid decline because it hasn't been that many years. In fact, about 15 years ago, total grapefruit shipments exceeded 23 million boxes. That's just fresh grapefruit. We don't even produce but 18 million boxes of total grapefruit now. So you can see the decline has really been great in the grapefruit industry.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.